doing a certain job, and you would say, sure, I
try.
All right. Now, they want to know if you're able to do it or not. And you're going to answer, yes, I
am able.
Well, now let's use a can instead of am able. So now you're going to blank do it. Now, how would you say this? Yes,
I can do it.
All right. If you're not able to do something, you would say, well, I would like to, but I
can't.
All right. Would you say the whole thing again for me, please?
I would like to, but I can't do it.
All right, fine. Somebody asks you at about sundown to do some work. And you say, I got up to work before sunup. And now what you're going to say here is the fact that you have been busy, you've been working all days. And you say, I got up to work before sunup, and what you're going to fill in is followed by all I'm going to do today. All right, now the sentence then would be, I got up to work before sunup, and I... Now you're going to talk about the work you've done, about how much you have done today, work. And you say, I blank all I'm going to do today.
I have done a lot of work today, and I've done all I'm going to do today.
That's what I wanted. That just right. If you are talking, well, let's say there was a terrible accident up the road. This is a dreadful thought, but let's talk about this. But there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was already what?
Dead.
All right. Would you... Let me repeat that, Lucille. There was a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was... Now you fill in. By the time we got there, the victim was...
Already dead when we got there.
All right, fine. Would you ever say... The victim was already done dead?
Yeah.
All right. When would you say one or the other? When would you say he's already done dead?
When we got there, the victim were all...
How do you think you would say it? Now, just naturally.
He had done died already.
What would you say?
He had done died already.
That's probably how you would say it instead of the way I suggested.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's say that I am going to dare you to go through the graveyard at night, Lucille. If you can imagine this, I wouldn't do this to you, but let's pretend. All right. I will dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet that you... Now, we're going to use the word dare.
Yeah.
And I want you to finish this sentence that you dare not do it or don't dare to do it. I want to know how you would say it.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you... How would you say that? You don't dare to, or how would you say
that? No, I don't dare to go through the graveyard at night.
All right. Okay. Now, what I want you to give me is the opposite of dare. In other words, how would you say that? Not to dare, or to dare not. How would you say that? Can you think?
I dare not go through the graveyard at night.
Okay, all right. Would you ever say, daren't?